Welcome to another inspirational podcast teaching by David Crank, Senior Pastor of Faith Church.
I want to talk today about the banner year and the things that God has for you specifically. But first, I want to give you some stats. The world population is the total number of humans that we have currently living in the world, and that's 7.4 billion people. That's a lot. More than 45 million people, 14.5% of all Americans, live below the poverty line. More than 1 in 5 children suffer from hunger every day. It's actually 1 in 3 for African American and Latinos. Over 21 million kids receive some kind of reduced lunch or government subsidy program for them to eat lunch every day in schools in America. And only 10% of them have access to breakfast because of the poverty situation here in America. The problem is, how many of y'all know that it's not a money problem? There's plenty of money in the world. It's just that the money needs to flow. It's called currency, and it needs to flow into the right hands. Today in St. Louis, by the way, I don't know what it is in Florida right now, but it was so cold today here that the politicians had their hands in their own pocket. Come on, somebody. But today, over 15,000 homeless people that woke up on the cold streets of St. Louis, 15,000 of them had blankets that were provided by you and your support. Give God praise for that. Yesterday and Saturday there in West Palm Beach, Florida, in conjunction with Urban Youth Impact, we were able to help 1,500 families with food and Thanksgiving baskets earlier in the year, and yesterday, Christmas baskets. Actually, also this week, our Giving Tree program here in St. Louis and in West Palm Beach will be helping 550 kids receive Christmas in a big, big way. Come on, give it up for yourself. Our prison ministry under the care of Pastor Omar is providing Christmas toys as always and a Christmas dinner right here in St. Louis for those that are incarcerated, have families that are incarcerated. We'll be able to give the love of God, a great sermon to these kids, as well as a wonderful Christmas. And I remember being very poor. I remember not my baloney didn't have a first name. Can I get an amen? Amen. And God did something big. We'd give blood for the orange juice. Come on now. So this doesn't, of course, include everything that we're doing globally around the world. Today there are people in churches in India getting water because of you. In Haiti, there are little kids that are on playgrounds playing, have never even seen a playground. It's hard to believe that they haven't, but many of them have only played with dirt and sticks and rocks. In fact, I have some pictures here of Nicole holding a little child in Haiti, and they live there in those little huts right now, just a few miles off of South Florida, and there they are, eating dirt, no food whatsoever. Next picture shows that Faith Church, you care, about 5 miles away. Those are kids the way they should look, living in an orphanage, getting a proper education, and clothed today because of you and your generosity. I think the next picture, go ahead, give God praise today. Next picture shows Ashton. There's little Ashton with all those kids. Just, she's given them everything, but they know the last thing they got from her was a bunch of M&Ms. Let's just praise God for M&Ms right now. Hallelujah. You can take it down. So God really, really has a call on our life to do great things to change people's lives. Jesus said, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was in prison, you came and visited me. True and undefiled religion is those that love God and love people. We were also some of the first responders when the devastating, storm of Matthew, that was horrible and horrific. It just devastated there. And we were immediately able to show up on the scene with money. And we were also matched by one of our donors here at the Weldon Spring campus. One of those guys owns a big company, and he matched with an $85,000 donation of cleaning supplies and sanitary items that they would need. Give it up for just generous people here. Thank you. Of course, we all know that this year we gave away 4 single cars, Jettas, 2016s to single moms who did not have a chance, even in West Palm Beach. Come on, give it up for yourself, paying the taxes, doing everything to make that happen. We're doing great things. Making history. But then just randomly, this week you did not know, but God put it on our hearts to go on television in South Florida, Miami Beach. Millions and millions of people. I think it's the third largest city in the United States of America. And last night we started receiving response for the first time. There's a man, I think you might have heard of him, a very, very wealthy man that owns a lot of television stations in the world. And we did a deal with him. He wants $5,000 a week But we agreed to give him $5,000 a week, even though we don't have a church in Miami. Don't even have plans to have a church in Miami. But there's a lot of hurting people that are confused that last night heard the word coming right here from Faith Church in their life. Come on, give it up for God and His word. Then we just randomly do good things. Why? Because Proverbs 31 verse 20 says, wisdom opens up her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. That's what wisdom does. So we just do random things. Tuesday night, I heard about a sermon in my spirit about a money tree. The money does grow on trees. Everybody shout, money grows on trees. It makes sense because money is made out of trees, right? But you heard all your life, money doesn't grow on trees. And we preached a message Tuesday night called Money Grows on Trees. In fact, we're also believing God that just like we have a Tuesday night service here, that eventually we're going to have a great church like this off of Highway 95. And we're going to have services, Tuesday night services, every week in West Palm Beach, Florida. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise for that. It's going to happen. So we preached this message, and at the end of it, I asked some of the pastors. I said, I know there are a lot of single moms struggling, hurting, don't know how they're going to pay the bills, especially in this holiday season. So find me one. Just grab one. They told me about a girl, and so we picked her out of the crowd. And I just want to show you a little snippet, just something random that we did Tuesday night. Check this out.
When I was in college, I got pregnant, and I had a stillborn when I was 6 months pregnant. I was going to a routine doctor's visit, and they told me that the baby's heart had just stopped beating, and they didn't know why. I did have to deliver the baby normally. So after that, I was heartbroken. I really didn't care much about anything, school, life, anything. I won't say that I didn't believe in God at that moment, but all my prayers were just, hold me, don't leave me. And I kind of just went through life numb. When I found out I was pregnant with my daughter, I really couldn't enjoy being pregnant because I was so depressed and scared that at any moment it would just be gone again. And one day after I started coming to Faith Church, I was taking my daughter to meet her dad because he lives in Kansas City. I drive to Columbia so he could see her. And I was listening to some music, some worship music and singing. And the music stopped playing and everything just got real still. She was sleeping. It just felt like God was telling me, you know, from that very first moment, I've always been there with you and I never left you.
So what's cool here is there is 500 $1 bills. So by the end of this sermon, we're going to give the $500 to somebody. Let's give it up for Sierra.
I came to church and praise and worship was awesome and I was crying the whole time and I was like, why am I so emotional? So I didn't even think about it, but it definitely was a surprise and I'm excited about it. My daughter is six. She loves Christmas. It's like the biggest thing in the world to her.
So I hear you serve at the church all the time and you get dressed up all the time. So here is this tree. This is your money tree to do whatever you want with it. And here's another 100 on top of that. Huh? Come on, give it up for her, a single mom.
And I know from here on out that I can give my daughter those same things. She doesn't have to grow up as a teenager or a young adult feeling as though she's not good enough or she can't do something because of who her mom is or because of the circumstances that she lives in. And I feel like the next years for us, even beyond the four banner years, is going to be more than any of us could have ever expected.
Wow, 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 wow. Everybody shout, wow.
Wow.
God loves that when you help people that are hurting and are down. And I know many of you guys here today at our city and the other campuses, you wish you had more money. How many of y'all would help God with more money if you had more money? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you wish the person next to you had not raised their hand. All right. We're going to show you how to do that. It's the banner year offering. This is a banner year weekend. Genesis 26, verse 12. It says, then Isaac sowed in the land of the banner year, and he reaped in the same banner year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him, or that word means empowered him to prosper. And the man began to prosper and continued prosperous until he became very prosperous. Shout that with me. Very prosperous. One more time, church. Why? Very prosperous. God said, when you sow, you can fully expect to reap. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It said that God will cause men to give in your own bosom. In other words, when you plant a significant seed in the banner year, you're saying, I'm believing the 2017, 18, 19, and the year of 2020, I'm going to see God give me good breaks, unexpected raises, supernatural favor, money coming, being able to buy things on sale at a reduced rate. In other words, you're going to make more money on accident than you did on purpose in the previous years because God's supernatural favor and anointing is on your life in a big way. Come on, give God praise today. Then I want to talk to the rich people for a minute. And those of you that think I'm not talking to you, I want to let you know that every year 6 million children die from malnutrition. And we're one of the wealthiest countries in the world. I want to let you know that every 30 seconds in Africa, in fact, Nicole and I will be going there next year to minister. And every 30 seconds, children die there of malaria because they don't have clean drinking water. I want to let you know that over 1 billion people in the world, 1 billion, that's a staggering number, 1 billion people live on less than a dollar a day. Can you imagine that? Your Starbucks today or your Toll or whatever it is, how many of y'all cannot even possibly fathom even living on a dollar an hour? Come on, raise your old nasty hand. So I'm talking to you today. When I say rich, other people eating dirt would think you're rich. People making $2 a day would think you were the most wealthy person in the world. God wants to talk to you that are rich today. 1 Timothy 6:17 says, tell those who have riches in this world not to be arrogant, not to place their confidence in anything or any uncertain riches. Instead, they should place their confidence in God, who richly provides us everything to enjoy. So in other words, God's saying, yes, I want you to enjoy stuff. God likes nice things. He wants you to like nice things. He wants you blessed coming in, blessed going out. He wants you driving the best, living in the best, wearing the best. But he said, I'm giving you all those things to enjoy. But then he said, verse 18, he said, tell them to do good, to do a lot of good things. I just told you about a lot of good things. 15,000 people with blankets, kids playing on playgrounds they've never seen before, girls being rescued out of sex trafficking. Some of them 10, 11, 12 years old are rescued out of sex trafficking right here in the United States of America. They slept last night in safety at the LA Dream Center, and we are partners with all of these ministries globally. Thousands and thousands of people in prisons are receiving Bibles based on our connection with KCM. Over 1 million to 2 million people standing up in Africa in a crowd, fully funded 100% by KCM and our partnership with them. Come on, church, give God praise today. Do a lot of good. Verse 18, tell them to do a lot of good things and to be generous and to share. And by doing so, check this out, they're storing up for themselves a good foundation for their future. One translation said, they're laying up a foundation for heaven. And my grandma, I loved her so much. She was a big lady. She could cook too. A lot of y'all, you don't even know what cooking is. Sometimes skinny girls bring me up like, I made you cookies. I'm like, I'm not interested. I want cookies from a big woman. Come on, somebody ought to say me. Somebody knows how to cook. My grandma, she made hamburger gravy, but it was chocolate hamburger gravy. Y'all ain't even never lived. And she was big. She weighed about 320 pounds. And she just sit and sweat. She always wore a summer dress. And I'd just sit there on her lap. There was only about this much of her lap. And I'd sit there and feel the back of her little sweaty neck. And she would tell me about heaven. She would say, someday when you go to heaven, boy, you're going to stand before the Lord. And when you stand there, there'll be people who are throwing crowns at His feet. People that are throwing jewels at His feet. And these jewels will be given to you when you get into the celestial kingdom. But the only way you get those, you can't buy them when you get there. You get those by the things that you do here on the earth. And that's why God was saying today through that scripture, do a lot of good. In other words, use our life as a sacrificial gift to God. Saying, here I am, Lord, send me. When Nicole and I 12 years ago started this church in St. Louis, and we had one little campus, and then we grew and we bought this campus and then other campuses, and then someday when God told us to go to West Palm Beach, Florida, we couldn't dream that this would be possible. We never dreamed we'd be on television around the world. We never dreamed that God would use us, but we simply said, God, here is our life. Here we are. Use us. Send us. We're available. And you know what? This has been the best ride that we've ever had in our life. We wouldn't trade anything in the world for it. Come on. Getting to pastor you and you. This makes a difference. Do a lot of good, but make sure you're doing something that has and leaves a legacy. See, when you get to heaven, you're not going to wish that you'd bought more iPhone 7s. You're not going to wish that, God knows you wish that you hadn't bought some kind of phone that blew up in your pants. Come on. You want to live a life of sacrifice. And it does take sacrifice. Sacrifice. Everybody shout sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
1 Peter 2 verse 5, it says, "We also, like living stones, are being built up into spiritual houses, a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices." Offering spiritual sacrifices. And so we have to say, are we willing to lay aside our personal agenda today and follow after God? Are you willing to lay down something right now that you really want for something that you want more? Are you willing right now to make a decision to do what's right and not convenient? Somebody got to write that down. Don't just do what's convenient. Do what's right. It wasn't easy or convenient for Jesus to leave his Father's house, come down, be born of a virgin, live here a spotless, sinful life for 33 years. But for God so loved the world that He gave. He gave as a sacrifice to say, listen, it wasn't convenient, but it was the right thing to do. And so now He's looking at us going, listen, you guys live in the most wealthy country in the world. And we're consumers and we consume and consume and consume. But when are we going to give our life back and say, wait a minute, we're called by God to do works of God, to bring glory to God, to bring people to God, to make heaven their home so their life is forever changed. Come on, give God praise today. I can hear you, West Palm. Luke 10 verse 37. And today's a different day. There once was a man traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he was on his way. He was attacked by robbers. Look at your neighbor and say, I hate it when that happens. They took his clothes. They beat him. They went, leaving him half dead. And luckily, there was a priest on his way down the same road. But when he saw him, he angled himself to go to the other side of the road. And I'm asking you, how are you angling yourself today? The Levite, the religious man, showed up and he avoided the injured man. He just avoided him altogether. But there was a Samaritan traveling down and he came to him and he saw the man's condition and his heart went out to him. He gave him first aid, disinfecting bandages and wounds, and then he lifted him onto his donkey. And he led him and made him comfortable. And in the morning he took 2 silver coins and he gave it to the innkeeper and he said, take good care of him. If it costs any more, put it on my bill and I'll pay you back. What do you think? Which of the three became the better neighbor of the attacked by robbers? Of course, it was not the religious person. Of course, it wasn't the priest. It was the good Samaritan that did something with what he had in his hand. I'm telling you that God is looking for us today, St. Louis, West Palm. He's looking for us to do what's on His heart with what is in our hand. And if we think about it, nothing would be in our hand this morning if God had not given us breath and breeches, if He hadn't saved us, if He hadn't planted us here in the greatest country in the whole wide world, the United States of America. Then we need to go and do the same. And I want to talk to us as a church family to make sure we're on the same path, the same page. When you see someone that's down, stricken, driving down the road, givers give. You might be looking and saying, they might be a professional person at this. They may make $100,000 a year sitting beside the highway begging. Listen, that's not for us to judge. What if it's a person who really is starving? Let's take a dollar or two and put it in their hands so their life is forever changed. Somebody ought to go with me because this is right. Jesus is going to care for the orphans. He's going to care for the homeless. He's going to care for the up and out and the down and out. For God so loved the world, not just a church with a few people under His steeple saying, we're really doing our religious thing. No, we are the church, and the Bible said to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. The word gospel means good news. We need to shout at Faith Church here and in West Palm Beach and around the world and let everybody know that God is good and God's people are good, that God is generous and God's people are generous, and we don't angle ourselves across walking away from what we know is a problem. What are we going to do right now? How are we going to make a difference? Compassion. Generosity. Sacrificial living. Listen, your kids will be what you are. If you're generous, they'll be generous. I remember growing up in a little travel trailer, and my dad, we were down in Mississippi, and we pulled into this little town looking for the church that we were going to live for the next week as my dad preached. And as we were driving down, there was this group of little African-American boys, and they were doing tricks trying to, you know, get a little money. And the one guy was walking on his hands, and my dad thought they were so cute. And he only had $5 left to his name, but he went up to those boys, and he had a little ice cream store right next to where they were kind of working. My dad went and bought them all ice cream, and he invited them to church. And I'll never forget it as long as I live. He invited them, and they came. When they came, it was a white church in Mississippi in the 70s, and they said, they can't come in. My dad said, well, if they can't come in, then I can't come in. They said, well, we got to do something because we've advertised and all these people are showing up for you to be here. And so my dad said, well, I'm not going in if they don't go in. So they finally agreed, but there was one boy there. He was only about 10 or 11 years old, but he had no shoes. And they were looking for any excuse to keep him out. And they said, well, he can't come in because he has no shoes. And my dad looked at him and said, boy, what size shoe you wear? He said, I wear a 9. My dad said, I wear a 9. My dad took his shoes off out in front of that church, put them on that boy, and he walked barefooted to the church. And he preached that night. Somebody ought to give God praise. With no shoes on, because that's what generous people do. Generous people sacrificially do the same as Jesus. If Jesus laid down his life, we should certainly make sure that in this holiday season, that Jesus is the reason for the season, and it's not about the gifts that are under the tree. It is the gift that hung on the tree, and this is not your birthday. It is the birthday of Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, our King, our Redeemer, our Kinsman. He is God. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. Somebody ought to give God praise today. He is the beginning and the end, and He is the one who loves us and laid it down for us. So the question today is, does your checkbook reflect that? And if you're new here, we don't do this much. But God spoke to me and said, in the banner year of 2017, 18, 19, and 2020, the seed that people sow above their tithes and offerings will be the harvest that they receive in 2017. So today we're doing that. We're sowing a generous offering. And an offering is different than our tithes. It takes generosity. Actually, in Malachi 3, verse 8, it says, will a man rob God? He said, you've robbed me. And he asked, how are you robbing me? And he said, in your tithes and offerings. So two different things. Peanut butter and jelly. Batman and, come on, class. Okay, so tithe and offering. So I'm not talking about tithe today. That's the Lord's. We're returning that. I'm talking about today. Making a decision that you're going to share freely, because freely you have been blessed. So freely, we should live a life of generosity. Psalms 112, verse 9, it says, they shared freely. They give generously to those in need. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. Again, I'm talking about heaven right now. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. At some point in our life, we have to not think just about today. We've got to think about tomorrow. We got to think about someday we're going to go to heaven. Raise your hand if you want to go to heaven. Come on, Palm Beach. How many of y'all like me going to raise your hand and say, I want to go, but not today? Raise your hand. We want to see that crowd today. How many of y'all like me? You want to live so long your friends in heaven think you went to hell? Go ahead. Just, it's embarrassing or not. That's what I want to do. But we have to look and say, does our checkbook reflect that we have given significantly to God? If we've ever bought an HD television with a credit card, if we've ever taken a vacation with a credit card, if we've ever done anything for our family or ourselves that's significant, and we've never done anything significant for God, today is the day that I want to challenge you to change the way you live. And I can tell you all about God giving you good measure, pressed down, shaken together. It works. I could tell you story after story of incredible opportunities where God moved in our life, in our ministry, especially in the banner year. But I'm not here today to tell you about that. I'm just here to tell you, ask yourself, do I love God? I'm not looking for God to bless me. That's just going to happen. But I do this because I love you. At some point, you need to get over you and get the money thing under you so that God can take you over to the next level so you can possess the territory to change people's lives. Because really, until you're really living a life of generosity, until you're really making a difference, you're just attending a church. You're just going to church. And if you've been blessed by the church and you don't tithe, I'd start there. I'd do my first works over and I would say, God, this is the time that I'm going to get it right. I'm not going to wait till January 17th. I'm going to make these decisions right now, right here, and I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to say today, God, not only am I returning the tithe, I'm giving you a substantial offering to make a difference in the lives of other people because I'm tired of being selfish. You have to ask yourself, how's it going that way anyway? I mean, does it feel right for God not to have a place in your checkbook? Does it feel right to not make God Lord of all of our resources and to make a difference? We got to do it. So two things I want you to do, and we're going to have a great time still throughout the service today. Actually, you got a special treat today because I asked Nicole to come because I know you and Wes Palm want to see her, so I want you to see her. Come on up, Nicole, today for a minute. Give Pastor Nicole a hand. The 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7 says, now each of you should decide in your own heart what to give. Not reluctantly, but you decide. So maybe some of you have prayed here today and in West Palm Beach and said, God, this is the banner year. And many of you have taken it serious and you've been given a banner year offering envelope and you've already made up your mind. Or God spoke to you a number. But some of you that God has not spoke to you a number, that's what the scripture's for. It says, let you decide in your own heart what's right. It's easy. You just look at the checkbook and go, wow, I bought this for the kids and I bought this for me and I bought this for mom. And then, hey, God, I forgot. It wasn't my birthday. It was your birthday. I know Nicole, she always preaches a good sermon. In fact, next Sunday right here, she'll be ripping the paint off the wall and I'll be in West Palm Beach preaching. But it sure was fun being in the same house with her today. Come on, give it up for Nicole. She preached a sermon here last week and I hope she preaches it soon in West Palm. And it was called Ask Big. Everybody shout, Ask Big. Look at your neighbor and say, Ask Big. Man, that sermon lit me on fire. And I started asking God, God, bless us with favor. Bless us with breakthrough. Bless us with supernatural opportunity. And I want to tell you that this week, not only did we go on in Miami, Florida, we had been approached several times by reality TV shows to do shows, and we said, no, no. The only people we'd ever do it with, and we told these two producers because we knew they were godly people. They produce a lot of great shows, one of which is, what, Extreme Home Makeover, and there's a lot of great shows they produce. And then we said that the only way we'd do it really is if the game came to us. Well, would you believe that this week that they decided that they wanted to do a talk show like Dr. Phil, but they said themselves, the biggest producers in Hollywood, they started saying that Dr. Phil doesn't know what he's talking about. You guys do. And so they're going to do a new reality TV show that would reach the entire American population where our family solves problems. Come on. And we solve it through good practical wisdom. And it'll come right to us. I know Austin's standing there on the front row. Austin, will you stand up there in West Palm Beach? That's my son of choice right there. Give it up for Pastor Austin standing up. He's a great pastor. He's doing a great job. He and Morgan will be on the program. But my point is we have sown these seeds of television. And we've never asked for any money from the viewers. We've just loved on people. As a result, the harvest is two different television networks that approach us this week. And they're going to put us on secular television globally, absolutely free. I'm here to tell you that a seed does produce a harvest. Give it up for God.
For more information about Pastor David's teaching and ministry, visit davidcrank.com.